Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
It's championship weekend. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer back in the studio together. We're going to do our NFL picks. Of course, you can check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes and follow them on Facebook and Twitter, Sports Meets Beer. Welcome to the new studio. I know Ben's been here, but Brad, it's your first time in the house. What do you think?
It's nice to see that the space station is fully operational.
Fully operational is pushing it a little bit, but
yes.
It's mostly. So the standings, because people are definitely keeping track.
Oh, yeah.
Brad's at 30 and 17. I'm at 29 and 18. Ben, 25 and 22, but
officially,
you had a good weekend.
Out of the hunt,
yeah,
as they say.
I think based on how the bloodbath of the weekend, I think he had a less terrible weekend than the rest of us did.
Oh, totally, yeah. By far.
Oh, man. Yeah. I went 2-2 and bought a couch. What are you going to do?
All right, well, let's start with the NFC Championship, the game that everyone predicted at the beginning of the year. The two quarterbacks, you knew that Case Keenum or Nick Foles was going to represent the NFC when you were picking your Super Bowls.
Yes.
Vikings at Eagles. Eagles are underdogs in this game, and they're doing those underdog masks, those dog masks.
Yeah.
It's like a big thing in Philly right now.
Oh, man, it's catchy. The fans have to hold on to something.
I know, right? But it's confusing when there's two different kinds of animals involved. That
for dog. Sure. Oh, yeah. No, for absolutely.
Eagle, dog, what are you?
Everyone's like, wait, are you the Browns? What's going on? I don't get it.
Right. You're a doggle? What is this? I know I'm confused.
Oh, that being said, I'm going with the Vikings.
Is that your official pick?
That's my official pick.
Well, you already said that.
I went on
Super
a limb,
yeah.
Right? Quote unquote limb that Brad called me out on the air, which was great.
And picking the number 2 seed to win the Super Bowl is it's a very thick limb.
I didn't
very
say Super safe. Bowl. I said that game.
No, actually,
you said
Super
you
Bowl.
Said they I were said going Super to the Super Bowl.
I did. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There we go.
So, spoiler alert, we already knew your pick for this week.
Yeah. Duh. Does it really matter? What am I? I've won 12 games. Big deal.
Brad?
My favorite part about this game is just how it further illustrates what a pile of garbage Jeff Fisher as a coach is. He leaves the Rams, and immediately Jared Goff turns that into one of the best offenses in all of football. His former quarterback, Case Keenum, is now representing a team in the NFC Championship game, and also his former quarterback, Nick Foles, is representing a team in the NFC Championship game. I mean, if you're Jeff Fisher, man, just cash it in, dude. Shave the stash and cash it in.
Isn't he in line for the Titans job or no?
Oh, that'd be so sweet. And Malarkey got whacked this week.
I know. Yeah. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Vikings sure feel like the team of destiny right now. I mean, they did all the things that we kind of talked about last week. They put good pressure on Drew Brees, and eventually Drew Brees found cracks in that defense and started to move the ball against them. And then, you know, they had good fortune on your side. And sometimes in these championship runs, luck is as important as anything else. You know, Minnesota had cracks found against it by Drew Brees. I don't believe that that's going to happen with Nick Foles, unfortunately. I just don't see them doing that. I think Minnesota is going to be the first home team in Super Bowl history. I didn't
that's
see it
crazy.
Happening last week, but going into this week, I think that's just the fact of the matter.
Yeah, sometimes when it's your season, right? That's what it seems like the Vikings are experiencing right now. And everything I said last week is totally wrong, because the only reason I didn't continue with the Vikings was there's no way they're going to go to the Super Bowl in their home stadium. That's impossible. That never happens. Yeah, that's going to happen. I'm also picking the Vikings. And that just shows you how bizarre this season has been. I think it's another nutshell of how bizarre this 2017 NFL season has been. All right, we'll pick the AFC Championship game coming up next.